Hello and welcome to A Mighty Practice, a podcast about how to identify and overcome your creative roadblocks. I'm your host, artist and coach, Christine Garvey. In each episode, I'll share challenges I've encountered in my own creative practice over the last 15 years and techniques I've developed to work through them. If you're feeling blocked, frustrated, or overwhelmed in your creative work and you don't know where to go, you are not alone, my friends, and you're in the right place.
Hey, artists. It's March. Happy March. Happy spring. Is it gorgeous? Is it springy yet where you are? Austin has these like just two tiny little baby weeks of spring. It's like they're magical. It's like right around South By and then like a little after, everything's like blooming, smells gorgeous, and then it gets hot as balls. So it's like those 2 weeks are like the happiest time of year here, and I'm just I'm savoring it. It's gorgeous. Hope things are going great in your world. Things are super busy over here. Our coaching groups, the things they're doing, it's just an amazing, there's like amazing spring momentum happening. We got three people working on work for shows in our 6 month coaching group. We got people starting Substacks. We got people who are working on their sales strategy. We got people submitting proposals, submitting grants, sharing work, getting feedback. All kind of like, I'm just really super impressed with the groups this year. They're doing amazing things. Someone the other day said, this is where I would normally quit, but I didn't. And I'm like, hell yeah, motherfucker. That's what the accountability and working with a group and working with a coach is all about. So if you want to get in on that, our next group is in May. It's going to be our next session. So come on down, get on our newsletter. That's where you're going to find out about it. Or DM me on Instagram and I'll send you the info. Super pumped about it. In the studio, what's going on? I'm working on some small things, some sweet little portraits. It's felt really good having a bunch of studio visits this month. And if you're in Austin next month, I am the Soho House Artist of the Month in Austin. So what they're doing is they're hosting this very cool artist dinner, and we get to you can come and hang out with me and like 20 other people, and I'm gonna talk a little bit about my work, and we're all gonna have like an amazing meal. So come to that. And I'm also teaching a workshop on creative process at Soho House. So again, if you're in Austin, come to that, check that information online, and we can hang out and talk about your creative process, all those things. That's actually perfect because we're going to talk a little bit about process today in this episode on the panic pivot. When you read that, did you know exactly what I was talking about? I think you did, because this has been a huge theme in my coaching groups right now. And I was like, oh, we gotta dig into this on the pod, because I think there's so much juicy stuff here. What happens often in our 6 month coaching group, which is about goal setting, is that people come in and they're like, okay, I have this really specific goal, or I have just like, you know, something I need feedback and support around. And they might get really kind of focused on articulating the perfect goal. Because if we articulate the perfect optimized goal, then I'm going to get the most out of this program. So I got to find that golden goal where everything aligns and I feel really aligned. And, you know, it's like everything, there's no friction. Everything feels perfect. And then what happens is this like little bit of self-doubt comes in, and it's like, is this the right idea? Should I do this thing instead? Would I get a better result if I did this? And it's not so much, here's the difference, that it's not so much like, aha, I had a great other idea. This is the thing I really want to do. But instead, behind that, should I do this thing instead, is doubt, right? It's like the doubt that you're going in the wrong direction, that you're not sure. And there is a discomfort there of being like, this feels new and uncomfortable, and I'm not really sure about this. And so our tendency when we feel that thing is to do a panic pivot. Have you done that before? Right? The panic pivot is like, okay, no. I'm going to do this thing. This is the thing that's going to give me no resistance, no stress, no troubleshooting, no self-doubt, no politics, no shitty people, no, you know, name whatever it is. This is the thing that I'm not going to have an uncomfortable feeling. So I'm going to go that way. That's the golden process project, the golden choice, right? I got to pick that thing. And in reality, there is no golden project. There is no golden choice. We know this. It's not about, this is the secret. Are you ready? It's not about the choice. It's about the process. Just sit with that for a second. It's not about choosing the right thing, the right idea, the right project, the right direction. It's about knowing how to be in the process with yourself and to work through the problems as they come up. Okay? And that will take you like on the path that you need to go. That will shift things the way they need to shift. Okay? So it's not like choosing the right door, but it's about like carving the path through the process. Okay, so are you making, when you're feeling that panic pivot, are you about trying to find the golden choice and putting that pressure on the right choice versus being in the process of navigating that choice with yourself and coming, like troubleshooting where you need to troubleshoot and dealing with the resistance as it comes up and overcoming the obstacles as they come, right? And committing to the path that you're on? Because this is the counterintuitive thing. I say this to my goal setting groups. You're going to laugh. It's not so much about the goal. Okay? That's the trick. It's not so much about the goal, but it's about the process. I'm teaching you a process for committing to something, for building on a path, for getting momentum, for building confidence. That's the real thing. Right? Because when you have that momentum and that confidence and that process and all of those things, you can do whatever the hell you want, right? You can build whatever the hell you want. So the goal is just the thing that gets us started. And if we focus too much on that upfront choice, you're going to miss out on all the important things that you need to do in the messy middle. We got to get you to the messy middle. That's my goal as a coach, is like, I'm like, come here, come through that messy middle. Let's go to the other side, right? Okay. So with yourself right now, like, are you emphasizing the choice or are you thinking about the process of how you get through the difficult things? Because let me tell you this other thing, that thought pattern that you have that comes up when something is difficult, what is it? Is the thought pattern like, oh, I can't do that thing. That's harder than I thought. Oh, I don't know if this is for me. Yada, yada, yada. You're going to bring that thought pattern with you to the next thing. Whatever that next thing is that you do, that thought pattern of self-doubt will come with you. So you have to trust that that discomfort is the thing that you have to push through a little bit. 98% of the time when people are like, should I quit this project? Should I do something different? 98% of the time, you should not quit. 98% of the time, you are just feeling the discomfort of the messy middle, of not getting the results you want right away, of feeling frustrated, all of that. And that's really what's going on. It's not that it's time to quit. Okay? So that's just like, take that as like a little bit of permission. Like, okay, most of the time, I really just have to keep going. And I'm feeling some type of frustration. And that's the thing that I have to push through. Okay? So how do we do that? How do we go from stopping the emphasis on the choice, on the upfront decision, and focusing more on the process of navigating the messy middle? Okay, I'm going to give you three kind of things around this. The first one, accept where you're at. God, how much of struggling in life comes from not accepting where you're at? Think about that. And shaming ourselves for like the where we are in the process. And not just embracing where you are in the process and saying, you know what, I'm kind of in the play stage and that feels, I'm testing and experimenting, I'm learning. And, you know, that's like, it's a little messy right now. That's okay. I'm accepting where I'm at. Or like, I'm trying to get my work out there and I'm maybe like in the generate stage and I'm trying to like, you know, share my work and get some people to talk to me about it and maybe submit proposals and, you know, try to score an exhibition. And I don't have a result yet. And that's okay. I'm trying. I'm going to keep going. Right. And being okay that you're not getting the results you want immediately. If you can accept where you're at, what stage you're at, and you can embrace it, then you know what you need to do next. And you can give yourself permission to just be in the stage that you're in. Right. And like do the work that you need to do. Baby steps, little things at a time. So take the shame out. Take that. That's a piece of the struggle, is like that friction we're causing ourselves that is unnecessary, is shaming ourselves for where we are at. Embrace it. Accept it. Number one. Number two, check back in with your bigger picture, right? If you're feeling some like, I don't know about this path, check back in with your bigger picture. Is this still something that you want? Here's how I get people to check back in with their bigger picture in our 6-month coaching goal setting program. Okay, we set goals using a funnel. The top of your funnel is your vision. What do you want in the next 5 years of your creative life? What does that look like? What are you doing in your creative work? Who are you working with? Where do you live? How are you making your money? What does your day-to-day look like? All that big vision stuff. Then we look at the season. That is the material of your life right now. The opportunities and limitations, right? The realities of the conditions of your life. How do you work with that in this moment to think about where to put your emphasis and how to carve a path forward? Then we make your goal, right? And then we set your actions at the bottom. So now, if you have a goal and your goal is, I want to publish an artist book, right? And you're like, all of a sudden, you're like, I don't know. Is this the right direction? Should I do something else? Go back to that season. What is going on in your life right now? What is the thing that you're excited about? What are your resources and opportunities? What are your limitations? Check back in with your bigger vision. Does this still align? Is this still part of the life you want to create, the stuff you want to do? And you know what? When I make people do that, 98% of the time, they're like, Yeah, this is still what I want to do. This is still like something I'm excited about. Okay, so check back in, whatever, however you make your bigger picture. And if you don't have a bigger picture, then come talk to me about it, because that's important. If you don't have that bigger picture, that might be a piece of why you're getting lost, why you feel like you're pivoting all the time. And you're pivoting in a little circle, right? And that's how you're kind of like just digging yourself in a circle where you just kind of like keep pivoting to the point where you feel like you're not getting anywhere. So check back in with that bigger picture. Is this still something you want? And if you say yes, keep going, right? Work through that discomfort. It is part of the process. Number three, trust your process. Okay, if you've been listening to this podcast, guess what? You have a process now. What's that process that we teach? Clear, getting ready, preparing, opening a pathway, play, testing and experimenting, fuel, getting information, filling your well, learning, you know, what's possible, generate, making a bunch of work with enabling constraints, reflect, thinking about what you've made. Okay. Where are you in that process? Are you in the play stage, the testing, experimenting stage? Are you in the fuel stage? Are you learning something new? Are you getting some input? Are you seeing a new possibility? Embrace that stage and use it to help you to the next stage. And if you don't know how to, you know, if this doesn't connect, one, come take our Get Unblocked Creative Momentum program this fall. We'll teach you. But two, think about what your process is for working through friction. What helps you get to that next stage of your work? And if it's hard to think about a past project where you were able to do that. What was the thing that helped you get over that hurdle? Was it a deadline? Was it talking to a collaborator? Was it just getting in the studio and working and getting out of your head? I want you to articulate your process for how you move through the messy middle and commit to the idea and do not do the panic pivot. Do not trust the panic pivot, okay? Because it's coming from a place of self-doubt versus an aha moment of possibility. You will know the difference. If you have that aha moment of possibility, it will not feel like a panic pivot. I had an aha moment this morning where I changed a plan and it felt like exciting and full of possibility and relief, right? I was like, yes, I figured it out because I made a shift. I didn't, you know, make a shift based on self-doubt and fear. And you'll know the difference, okay? If it's a panic pivot or not. So think about those things. And again, how do we stop emphasizing the choice and we focus on the process? One, accept where you're at. Two, check back in with your bigger picture. Is this still something you want? Most of the time people say, yeah, 98% of the time. And three, trust your process. What stage are you in? Embrace the stage. Let yourself get to the next one when it's time. And think about what that process is for you. If our five stages don't connect, just think about what works for you. What is it that you need to do to trust the way that you embrace the messy middle? Okay? Think about it. Let me know how it goes. And I hope we see you in our spring Reach Your Goals coaching program if you feel like you need some help with this. All right, y'all. Have a great week. Bye-bye. If you want to dig deeper into some of the ideas we talked about here today, you have to come check out my new school for artists at amightypractice.com. We offer classes and coaching to give artists of all levels what they need to get started and stay motivated in their creative work. Find out more by going to amightypractice.com or stay in touch with what we're doing by signing up for our bi-weekly newsletter. Thanks, y'all.